Well, ahead of their show at the Fonda tomorrow night, it is really an honor to welcome Yola Tango to our studios this morning. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you feeling? How you doing?
Awesome. Perky.
Well, it's great to have you here and back to our KCRW studios. It's been an odd morning. We had a couple power outages.
Really?
Well, yeah, we have. It's been strange. Is it true that that you actually bicycled in this morning?
Two of us did. Yes, it wasn't from very far.
Yeah, I love that.
And
not
flat,
from Hoboken,
pretty much.
I love that. Excellent. Well, again, it's a pleasure to have you. Let's get into your first set for us, and it is Yola Tango live on KCRW.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Screaming in my ear, what's the point of it? When you're sure no one can hear, or none that you'll admit, say that we're afraid, say that we were wrong. Not so strong, that's the point of it. When you choose to hide your eye, take me out of here. Finding comfort in our night before it disappears. That we were wrong. Maybe that's okay. If we're not so strong, that's the point of it. before the flood. Laughter, the sinking feeling, and the final cut.
Thank you.
and I can see you at times. I'll be around to pick up your phone. I'll be around. Kaleidoscope girl in the doorway. She's looking my way at times. I'll be around to pick up your phone. I'll be around.
La Tango are live on KCRW. Three songs from their latest release, the album Fade. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic, 89.9 KCRW. A real pleasure to have Yo La Tango with us this morning. We have a lot of respect for bands like yours that, you know, keep it going for so long and really on your own terms over the years. So I wanted to ask you, is it better to burn out or fade away?
I don't believe in absolutes. I think it's a case by case scenario. That's sort of the answer to most questions. As soon as it becomes a rule, I become a little dubious of it.
So for you, is it fade?
No, we're going to burn out. Just not yet.
Well, also we noticed Ariana showed me the video for Sugar Cube, which I guess was shot here on the SMC campus.
That's right.
And that was written on the chalkboard. Is it better to burn out or fade away?
How about that?
So Sugar Cube in that video
we're like Breaking Bad in that regard. You go back like 20 years and our entire career has really been set up. You just have to watch for the clues.
That video, by the way, was really sort of the last time you did a visual component. But for this album, you've done videos. Why the break and what inspired you to do some visual for songs from this record?
Well, I think the answer, it's going to be just dull. It's just sort of the way the business and our role and place in it and not in it. It just seemed, I mean, we had ideas for things and it just didn't come together. And I guess with YouTube and whatever is out there, it just seemed more important to do a video now than it did the last bunch of years. I mean, the ones we've made have been really fun to do, so we look forward to doing them, and we got a great meal out of this one, so that was
that's
nice.
True.
Yeah, tell us about that. There are two videos from songs you've done, I'll Be Around and Before We Run. Is that right?
Well, I think I'll Be Around is the only one that we would consider to be an actual video. The other was, you know, I don't know. We'll bring in people from the label to explain all the distinctions between these things.
But
we ourselves only appear and I'll Be Around. Yeah.
I love the song Before We Run, and that's really what I've been playing the most from the album. I know you're not playing it today. Is that because of the string arrangements, and is it more, you know, complicated to play live?
No, we will play it on Thursday night. We played most nights. I think it was just it's almost more the setting up this early in the morning. It's loud, and some of those aren't the most fun songs to play in this setting. So I like our live arrangement.
Mm. You mean Before Noon?
Never played Before Noon.
I don't think any of these songs have ever been played before noon. This is really super unnatural.
Well, thank you for making the effort, and I do love Before We Run.
Thank you. It's been
a favorite. Well, talk about Fade a little more, and especially your work with John McEntire on this album.
Oh, okay. well, we've known John for 20 years, over 20 years. In 1991, he was the drummer in Seam, and 92, I am told. I'm getting in the
Although
voice
he was,
in my ear.
In 91, he was the drummer.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
And in 1992, the three members of Seam and the three members of us and two crew people were crammed in a van that comfortably seated five, and we drove around Europe for, I don't know, 5 weeks or 5 months. It was hard to tell which. And we got to know John a little too well and have stayed in touch with him ever since. We've played with Tortoise many times, played with Scene Cake many times, and I don't really remember what happened. We were just at practice one day and talking about, I mean, a lot of the things that we do are even, I don't know, everything is kind of up in the air. I mean, we do, we're about to play a song in an arrangement that we've never played it. We play it in two different arrangements on Thursday, but we're going to do it in a different way here. We're always trying to be open to what the moment calls for, and somebody brought up the idea of recording with John, we're like, yeah, why have we never done that before?
Yeah. Well, the results are exceptional. This is a fine album, so you should be very proud. I wanted to ask you about your relationship with community radio back home in Hoboken, in particular WFMU, which has a great reputation as a radio station. And you, over the years, have really contributed your time to supporting that station. Tell us a little bit, since we are public broadcasting, the importance for you and your band of stations like FMU.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're talking about my sax solo on Careless Whispers that I did.
That's what I thought he was talking about.
Exactly.
I would say it's one of the things that I love about living where we do, that we are not quite equidistant, but somewhere on a line connecting Maxwell's and WFMU, and the idea that both those institutions have done what they do for so long and so single-mindedly it's an honor to be closely associated with both those places. And it's funny, people have asked us the community radio thing, and I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I'm for it in a terms of for or against, but it's really WFMU that I think personally I feel so strongly about what they do, that it's great to help them out.
And we should mention Maxwell's. You do a Hanukkah show there every year, and will you continue that?
We don't actually do it every year. Like a lot of things, we do it a lot, and we're as yet we have not come down on either side of whether we're pro or anti Hanukkah this year. So.
Well, it has raised a lot of money for charity, so I think that's a that's an honorable activity. So why don't we get into your second set? And you kind of hinted at this, but tell us what you're going to do first here in your second set for us. It's Yola Tango live on KCRW.
Well, first we're going to throw kind of caution to the wind and do a cover song that we don't actually know. We thought,
why not? What better place than now?
Yeah, I could have been misinformed, but we were under the impression that nobody really listens to the show, so we thought, what better chance to work out the few kinks on a number by the Lovin' Spoonful. Oh, speaking of the kinks,
yeah,
we went to see John Chamberlain art show recently, and in New York, and amidst all the wrecked cars, there were two little works from 1965, and one was called Lovin' Spoonful, and the other was called Kinks. And I, for one, was excited by that.
I never knew Richard Chamberlain liked music.
Yes, I know. Well, I've got an album by him, so he probably doesn't.
Story checks out.
Yeah. All right. This was not actually written by John Sebastian, the rare Love and Spoonful song that wasn't. One, two, three, four.
won't stick around to see when I'm feeling low. Don't pass the cards to me to deal the crushing blow. I'll even close the door so you won't see me go when I'm leaving. Gone today, I'm on my way. For you to feel without to fight, I'll make it easy so you won't really quite know I'm leaving you today on my way. And now I'm going.
This is from our, not from our new record. Nope.
Okay, oh, no. What was the, oh, no.
Just that I can't see you.
No,
okay.
No.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
Go ahead. This last number? Oops. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes the good guys lose. We try not to lose our hearts, not to lose our minds. Sometimes the bad days maintain their grip. Sometimes the good days fade. Hurts the brain to think, hurts the head to drink. But nothing ever stays the same. Nothing's explained. The higher we go, the longer we fly. Cause this is it for all we know. So say good night to me. Lose no more time, no time. Resisting the flow. I heard you calling from far away. I thought I heard you cry. Hadn't the voice to make it right, so I just cried. I felt you slipping away before I could even see. Tried once more, lost my grip, you were gone. But nothing ever stays the same. Nothing's explained. The longer it takes, the looser the ties. Cause this is it for all we know. Say good night to me. Lose no more time, no time. Resisting the fall.
La Tango live on KCRW this morning. We've got a chance at tickets to see them live at the Fonda tomorrow night to go along with CDs, autographs of the album Fade in just a moment. So, why don't we throw those out there now? 5 autographed copies of Yo La Tengo's Fade and 5 pairs of tickets to see them at the Fonda tomorrow. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, then call us at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only. First come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Well, Ira, Georgia, and James, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us
this morning, and all the best. Do you have one more you could play for us?
We could. let's see. I don't know.
We know like 9 songs.
Yeah.
What are some of the others?
What else do we know is true? Let's do the old William McKinley School of Rock number. Try to be more sure.
try to be less uptight, try to be more aware. Whatever you want from me is what I wanna do for you. Sweeter than a drop of blood on a sugar pill.
That's Yola Tango live on KCRW. Big thanks to the band for coming through. Also thanks to Mario Diaz, our recording engineer, Logan Caraballo, sound intern, Rob LaFond and John Basir, web video producers. Special thanks to Hector Montes, Miwa Okamura, John Puelio, Chris Lombardi and Christina Hale. Also Candace Moyer for production assistance today. Colin Walczak is our associate producer. Ariana Morgenstern, our managing producer. Coming up, the world from PRI on KCRW. Tomorrow in studio, Doki Monsta joins us, third hour live session. Have a great afternoon.